Hello, and welcome once again to Mount Carmel Baptist Church Online. We are certain you will be blessed by the preaching and teaching you hear today. Please return and listen again, as sermons will be updated regularly. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, Mount Carmel. Come on, you can do a little better than that. Much better. Please open your Bibles to the Book of Psalms and turn to chapter 73, verse 25 through 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Thank you. You may be seated. The title of my message is the ending of the old into a better beginning. Faith is the better way. Now let me just say what a joy it is to share with you this morning the message that I am delivering. I am blessed to see the congregation coming together. And on this day, the Lord's Day, to hear what the Lord has for us, I consider myself blessed to speak to you. If you are feeling blessed today, say amen. Amen. I am blessed not only for being able to share with you this message this morning, but be also part of the Mount Carmel Baptist Church family. It sometimes feels like I am in a wonderful dream. As I move forward on my journey in the Lord's family, the love of the Lord is all-encompassing and never-ending. For every morning, every day, the Lord blesses us all. God's blessings are too numerous for me to count. For great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Now this message is a message about new beginnings. Each and every day, we experience a new beginning. Say it with me. New beginnings. Every morning we have a new opportunity for a new beginning. After a long night of sleep, like a mini death, a new day provides a new beginnings, a new breath of life. I am at a place, a pathway in a new beginning. I am beginning anew as I start a new chapter in my life, the pursuit of a PhD in communications, as I complete a major part of my journey in life and faith, a master of divinity. Yesterday, I graduated from Hood Theological Seminary. And my journey through this seminary was an amazing one. It taught me much about myself, about my faith, and what I hope to achieve in the future. Every journey begins with a single step forward. This saying is an interesting one, and one I believe can illustrate my feelings on my path. As my time ends at Hood Theological Seminary, I now look forward on my next step. Is it not the way of life that when one journey ends, a new beginning? When I look back on my journey in faith, I was a small kid when I first became part of the Mount Carmel Baptist Church family. This is where my parents brought me, and before I knew what was happening, I was here. This humble beginning was merely a small footnote in my life, at a time that I did not truly begin to understand exactly what it meant to be part of the family of God. Yet, it was from this small act of being dunked underwater, being baptized into the Lord's family, that symbolized my beginning in the church and as part of the family of God. Is this not how we all come into the household of faith? Young, eyes wide open, unsure of what to expect, yet trusting in the goodness and greatness of God. Say amen. Amen. As I grew up inside the church as part of my new family, many around me began to notice I had a strong faith. I could not put my faith into words at times. I knew that I believed in the Lord, as well as the Son, Jesus Christ, with all my heart. And as I went through school at the high school level, and then the college level, and then the university level, I began to mature, to begin to make personal decisions in regards to my faith and my journey in the family of God. It was actually my father, Casey Reginald Kimbrough Sr., that served as an inspiration in regards to my choice to pursue a path in ministry. My journey to ministry started out small. During my first year of college at Central Piedmont Community College, I did not succeed at all. I could not focus on my work, could not bring myself to attend my classes. I failed in these first steps on my pathway. I took a year off of college in order to ask myself, why? Why did this happen to me? Why was I not successful? Did I do something wrong in the previous year? Why could I not focus and succeed? I was lost. I had no clear goal to pursue. I was merely going through the motions. Can anyone relate to that? Have you ever just been going through the motions? Have you ever had difficulty finding your way, trying to understand what God was saying? What were you called to be or do? Amen. Amen. It was only when I gained inspiration, seeking direction from the Lord, that my journey began to unfold. It was God directing that my journey was a journey of service. Mine was a journey of ministry. God is good. God is good. The actual beginning was introduced through my father. It was when he was preaching when I noticed something differently. I noticed how sure he was, how confident, and at how peace he was preaching the word of the Lord. I asked myself, how was he so sure of himself? How did he look so confident in the message he was teaching us? It was from the small beginning where a seed was planted in my soul. A small seed, that's all God needs to work. A small seed. a seed that would blossom as a return to college and eventually work towards graduation from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. As I began to work through college, it was then that my father suggested that I look to examining a pursuit towards ministry. My love of history mingled with my love of the Lord to lead me to attending Hood Theological Seminary after graduating from UNCC. Now, after 3 years of listening to the still small voice of God, I have come ever so far from that small seed that he planted in my mind and soul. Take that first step on the journey. God will lead you. God will guide you. God is good. God is good all the time. Not some of the time. God is good all the time. This is a story of new beginnings. The story of Job that comes is a story of new beginnings. Now, Job was an upright man who was successful and had much wealth, success, and many children. God blessed Job, and in Job's blessing, it caught the attention of Satan. Job's goodness, Job's righteousness, Job's blessings were all on display. Satan proclaimed to the Lord that Job was only good because he was blessed by the Lord. Satan said that God, take your hand off of Job and let us see what will become of him. God agreed to allow Satan to test Job, but forbid him from taking Job's life. Satan may slow down what God has planned for you, but Satan cannot stop what God has planned for you. You belong to God. Satan can only operate under God's will. Satan's touched Job's life, and Job suffered. He suffered from pain. He suffered from failure. Job had his wealth disappear. Job lost his children to death. And Job was afflicted by disease, by skin sores. And as Job continued to suffer, his friends and his family told him to curse God. But Job remained faithful. Tell your neighbor, Job was faithful. Job would continue to trust God. Job's friends would say again and again, what have you done? Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Job insisted that he was not at fault. He does not know what he does. It's only when another friend pointed out that Job had only vindicated himself and not vindicated the Lord. He says that physical suffering provides the sufferer with an opportunity to realize God's love and his forgiveness when he is well again, that God is the one who will rescue Job. God is the only one who can rescue Job. God is the only one who knows what Job has gone through. He's the only one who has known how Job suffered. It was then that God appeared before Job, and he began to ask Job questions. This was not to belittle him, but to show Job how little he knew, how little Job knew about the power of God. Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind and said, who is this that the darkness counsel? By words without knowledge? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have an understanding. Who set its measurements? Since you know, or who stretched a line on it, or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Overwhelmed, Job admitted the limitations of his knowledge, and God would forgive him. God restored Job's health, returned his property twice over. He gave Job 10 new children and an extremely long life. God will do it. God will do it. Say amen. By looking at Job, I can see how my own ignorance caused me to be lost in my journey. While I did not receive bad advice from my family, some of the students that I met at the college tempted me away from the path with bad advice. I would also grow irritable with my family when they attempted to be with me and sought to provide me with counsel and words from the Lord. It was only through heeding this counsel, heeding the words of the Lord, and admitting to God that you were right. God, you have power over my life. God, you have power over all life. Father God, without you, I can do nothing. That's when my life's journey began to turn around. That is when I began to find my way. Yes, I have a long way to go, but I am on the journey. Yes, I am on the journey. My journey is with the Lord. That is when I began to succeed on my journey. Self-righteousness and pride in our accomplishments can blind us as we succeed in our goals. Job's heart failed when he became self-righteous and vindicated himself instead of the Lord. My heart failed when I became confident to the point of arrogance and listened to the bad counsel and advice given to me, causing myself to be thrown off the path, expecting to coast alongside life without committing myself. We must all be careful of the trap of pride, the trap of arrogance, the trap of self-righteousness. It is only when we acknowledge our own limitations that our eyes, blinded with pride, with arrogance, with self-righteousness, can we be freed from the spiritual blinders on our eyes and stop being lost on the path of the Lord. It was only when Job admitted his limitations and surrendered to God that he found himself forgiven and his life restored, his wealth doubled, and his children renewed. These two stories illustrated that it was only when one puts faith in the Lord and his plan that we are willing to walk into a new beginning. The old lives might have been comfortable and at the time successful, but it was only after being tested, coming through the challenge, that one realizes that an old life has come to an end and a new life has begun. A new beginning may seem scary. Rather than think it's scary, think it as rewarding. Job and I found when we surrendered to the Lord, we found our faith. The old way may have been good, but God's way is the better way. Faith is the better way. Whatever trouble, whatever pain you are facing, faith is the better way. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he was being dead, yet speaketh. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he would condemn the world, and became heir of the righteousness by which is faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Change does not have to be scary. Rather, it can signify a new beginning in the Lord. As I go forth in a new stage, a new beginning of my life, both as a man and as a member of the church, I will always remember this is a new beginning. And though your beginning was small, your latter days will be very great.
The Bible says that one should never despise small beginnings.